Again, I give condolences to Dr. Turabi Nejad and his honorable wife, Mrs. Turabi Nejad, for the departure of their aunt, Marhuma Haj Khanum Farkhonde Khanum Turabi Nassaj, who died in Tehran. Also, I extend my condolences to our dearest brother, Haj Roshan Ali Daya, his two honorable sons, Murtaza and Muhammad, and sister Tanweer Daya, for the departure of Murtaza's mother. She passed away about probably a month and a half in Orlando. Before her death, she was here, she was visiting us, and she was healthy. She came to this mosque. But then every human being has a time, ajal, time of departure. Sometimes people are healthy, running, walking, smiling. All of a sudden, they disappear. This is the grim reality of death. Death comes with no warning at all. We have to be prepared. We are on a standby list, all of us, no exception. We have to be prepared for that moment. So I ask you to join me to recite Surah Al-Fatiha for the souls of those two honorable ladies. Al-Fatiha ma'as salawat. Surah Al-Ra'd, ayah number 17. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها فسالت أودية بقدرها فاحتمل السيل زبدا رابيا ومما يوقدون عليه في النار ابتغاء حلية أو متاع ابتغاء حلية أو متاع زبد مثله كذلك يضرب الله الحق والباطل فأما الزبد فيذهب جفاء وأما ما ينفع الناس فيمكث في الأرض وأما ما ينفع الناس فيمكث في الأرض كذلك يضرب الله الأمثال كذلك يضرب الله الأمثال صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Parables
and the stories in the Quran are very important, very critical, because they bring the idea down. Many of these ideas are in abstract. We cannot understand them, we cannot fathom these ideas if they are left with no parables, with no examples, with no stories. This is why in the Quran is replete with the stories. Almost in every chapter there is a story or many stories, many parables, many amthal, to make the idea closer to our minds, to our understanding. And in this verse number 17, there is a very powerful, probably it is the most powerful parable in the entire book. Verse number 17 speaks about the confrontation and the difference between, on the one hand, the truth, on the one hand, on the other hand, the falsehood. What is the difference between them? How do we distinguish the truth from falsehood? Are there any criteria there, standard, that we use to distinguish between the two? Because sometimes they are similar. Sometimes haq and batil, truth and falsehood, they are similar, very similar. You need a lot of intelligence, a lot of farsightedness, a lot of wisdom to be able to distinguish between truth and falsehood. They look alike. Sometimes one letter is the difference. Only one letter, no more. Not one word, one letter differentiates between what is right and what is wrong. Imam Ali, in one of his sayings, he says, بين الحق والباطل أربع أصابع, four fingers between truth and falsehood. The distance is only four fingers. Where are the four fingers? Put them here, between your eyes and your ears. Between your eyes and your ears, only four fingers. But the real difference is between the earth and the sky. Huge difference. Imam Ali says, sometimes falsehood is what you hear only with your ears, but haq is what you see with your eyes. We hear many things. They are baseless. Rumors. Baseless. Fabrications. Sometimes we believe in them with no evidence. But when we see, it's different. When you see something, it tells you the truth. So in this parable, God is giving the example of rain, water. أنزل من السماء ماء. He sent down from the sky water as rain. Does he mean really rain here? Yes, the surface meaning, the outer meaning is rain. But there is an inner meaning. There is a metaphor here. Rain is metaphor for what? Water is metaphor for what? Two things. Number one, knowledge, ilm. Allah says, I send down knowledge. I am generous in making knowledge available for people, making wisdom available. Some people have different capacities. Some people have no capacity whatsoever. Some people, I've seen them in my life, they are allergic to knowledge. They are not allergic to food, not allergic to any medicine, but they are allergic to knowledge. They don't like knowledge. They hate knowledge. They hate to study. They hate to learn. They hate even to open a book. They hate to listen to a lecture. They hate to go to a classroom. They hate to see the teacher. Allergic. Their capacity is zero capacity. Others, they are greedy for knowledge. Imam Ali says a true scholar is the one that he does not satiate. He does not say, I have enough knowledge. The more he studies, the more he reads, the more he loves to discover more, to learn more. طالبانِ مَنْهُمَانِ. In this life, we have two seekers who are greedy. In this life, we have two seekers. طالب means seeker, a seeker. طالبانِ مَنْهُمَانِ. Greedy. One, طالبُ عِلْمٍ وَطالبُ مَالٍ. The seeker of knowledge and the seeker of money. They would never say enough. The one who goes after money, he loves money. Until the last day he dies, he loves his money. He doesn't give up on his money. The more he makes, the more he wants, the more he desires. Same thing with the seeker of knowledge, because he enjoys knowledge. He thrives on knowledge. I'm going to speak tomorrow in the Friday prayers, God willings, about how to invite people to your religion. One of them is knowledge. If you are intelligent, if you are knowledgeable, you can easily invite, easily encourage people to accept. But when we don't have knowledge, we can't convince people that we are right. This is why prophets, all of them were knowledgeable. Imams were the most knowledgeable. With ignorance, we can invite people to nowhere, except to damnation, not to success. So God says, أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدَرِهَا. River beds are going to flow according to their own capacities. This is a metaphor for what? For my heart and your heart. River beds here, it means my heart and your heart. How much knowledge we can get? Can we get 1%, 5%, 10%, 100%? People are different in their capacities. Knowledge comes down. Some people seek it from the age of 4 until the age of 98. They don't cease seeking knowledge. Every day for them is an opportunity to learn, to excel, to discover, to find out. They never say, I am done with knowledge. I have all the knowledge. They are always thirsty for knowledge. Other people have no capacity. Mind you, that sometimes, I have to say this, this is very important. Sometimes people who are a graduate of Ivy League schools, they have a lot of knowledge, but still they can't find the truth for the rest of their life. They don't find the truth. And some people who did not go to school at all, they didn't go to prestigious school, but they were self-taught through their research, through their sacrifice, they were able to find the truth. So when I say knowledge, you don't have to go to a prestigious university in order for you to find the truth. Sometimes people go to the most expensive universities, but still they don't find the truth. They live in falsehood. Today I read in the New York Times, a Chinese family bribed a university here in Southern California for their daughter. They are very rich. They paid $6.5 million for her admission. $6.5 million. Just for her to go to Stanford. So sometimes people, they go to the best universities, but not necessarily they find the truth or justice or the facts in this life. On the other hand, there are some farmers, shepherds, you know, workers, builders who don't have that formal education, but they can find the truth. Knowledge does not depend on university. Knowledge is God-given gift. You may get it through university, through school, through a college, and you may discover it yourself. You obtain it yourself through open-mindedness, through sacrifice, through learning, through reading, journey of discovery. Every day in this life, my friends, every day for us, every day this life is a journey. We embark on a journey of a new discovery. New discovery. We find new facts in this life. We never stop learning. أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية. So ما here, water, means knowledge. Another meaning for it, many of you said it earlier, what is it? Source of living, because water is source of life. So it means God has many gifts. Sometimes it is knowledge, sometimes it is intelligence, sometimes it is wealth, sometimes it is health. We don't appreciate health, my friends, believe me. We take it for granted. We realize the value of health the day we lose it, not the day we have it. When we have it, we don't appreciate it. The moment we lose our health, we realize, wow, I've been living in 50 years healthy. Now, look at me, I can do nothing. So health, wealth, intelligence, family, faith, these things, self-confidence, these things are God's given bounties to mankind. And people have different capacities. Some people, they use their intelligence to the best of their ability. Some people don't use it, don't activate their intelligence. Some people use their health, as the Prophet said to Abu Dharr al-Ghifari one day. He said to him, Ya Abu Dharr, you are young now. You are healthy. Take care of your health. Use your health to build yourself. A day would come that you decline. You don't have that strength. You don't have that energy. You can't move around. So now that you can move around, build your future. Build your akhirah. People have different capacities. When it comes to faith, people have different capacities. Some people, they have powerful faith, enormous faith. Some people, their faith is very weak. They are easily dismantled. They easily collapse. They easily run away. They easily lose themselves. They lose their families because the faith is not strong. People have different capacities, my friend. God says, I send my bounties, but it depends on the receivers. You are the receivers. He's the sender. We are the receivers. Some receivers have bigger capacities, some have small capacities. Here in America, we have a huge trunks. Okay? So when you come to LAX, you can put 3-4 bags. But believe me, when you go to London and you see the vehicles in London, you put this small bag there, khalas, it's full. You need 3 vehicles to come pick you from the airport, because the capacity is so small. See, capacities are different. Same thing with faith, same thing with knowledge, same thing with openness. Capacities are different. God says, I give to all, I make it available, but it depends on you how much you get from me. It depends on your ability. It depends on your hard work, on your sincerity, on your dedication. How much you want to build yourself. Some people, they are not willing to build themselves. The gift is there, they don't go and get it. But some other people, they go after it. How many of Muslims we have in our neighborhood? Only few of them come to the mosque. They all have vehicles, they all have health, they have time to come. But some of them, they don't go after it. They don't. أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها. Now, God says, this is the difference between truth and falsehood. What is the difference? Look at this parable. God says, when water comes down, heavy rain, you're going to see flooding. Okay? Some streets are flooded. With this, the flood takes all the debris with it. Carries all the debris.
And sometimes, because of these raging waters, what do you see at the top of the water? What do you see?
Foam, scum, bubbles sometimes. Froth, the Quran says a froth. فَاحْتَمَلَ السَّيْلُ زَبَدًا رَابِيًا زَبَدًا here means the froth, the scum. Sometimes when you fly over the ocean, you think that there are small boats in the ocean, but these are not boats. These are the currents when they hit each other and you see the foam floating. These are not boats. This is zabadan. Floating means rabian. Rabian. Rabian means a floating above the water. God says this scum is not going to last forever. It is going to subside and then it is going to disappear. This is the example of what? Falsehood. Sometimes falsehood comes very powerful, presents itself in a very, very violent way, powerful way, but then inside it's a bubble, it's empty. Doesn't last. Whereas Allah says, the rest of the water is going to benefit mankind. The bubble is not going to benefit. It is going to disappear. But the rest of the water, it's going to subside, goes into the land. When it goes into the land, humans are going to use it. It's a water reserve. Humans are going to use it. Animals are going to use it. Plants are going to use it. It becomes useful for the humanity. And this is the example of what? The truth. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ What is going to benefit people is going to فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ Remains in the land, in the earth. Remains in the earth. This is the difference between truth and falsehood. Some people have different capacities. Sometimes you find people of one household, people in one household, several brothers and sisters who come from the same father and the same mother, same environment, same food, same room. Some of them are useful, very useful for mankind. Some of them are very useless. They cannot even benefit their own selves, let alone others. They are like the scum, the bubbles. Whereas others, they dedicate their life to serving the people, their communities, the humanity. I mentioned a story the other day of a mosque in Istanbul. The mosque still exists in Istanbul. The name of the mosque in Turkish, I don't speak Turkish unfortunately, the name of that mosque means, the translation of it, it's a funny sentence. Sometimes we call the mosque Masjid al-Taqwa, Masjid al-Iman, Masjid al-Allah, Masjid al-Anbiya, but this guy chose a very, it sounds weird, but it is very meaningful to this mosque. He chose the name, Suppose I ate. What is it, suppose I ate? But it has a story, very good story. This man was an average man. He was not a millionaire. He was not rich. An average man in Istanbul, many years ago, many decades ago. This man decided to build a mosque. He has to save money. He asked people to help, nobody helped. He said, I'll take care of it. He's not rich. So he started to save. Every day he goes to the market, let's say, he's supposed to buy some meat, okay, some grocery, some fruits, some sweet, especially Turkish sweet. Nobody can resist. He will take the money, let's say the meat cost, let's say $2. He will take it out of his pocket
And he says, suppose I purchase this meat. And then he puts it back in his pocket. Then he goes to the grocery. Fruits are there. He wants to buy. Let's say it costs $3. He says, suppose I purchase them. Suppose I ate them. He saves the money. Every day, this is exactly what he does. Every single day. He goes to the market and he passes by in the market, by these shops. He says, suppose I purchase, suppose I ate this sweet. But he doesn't eat. He puts the money back. He saved the money. He purchased a small piece of land. He built a house for God with that little money. The mosque, the man died. The mosque still exists. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. What is going to benefit people is going to remain in the earth. He calls the masjid, suppose I ate. Suppose. Sometimes we think, I'm going to go to this fancy restaurant, you know, I pay $200 for a meal. It will make my day, I'll be the happiest person. But then you go and you eat and nothing happens. You are still not the happiest person. You are still sad. Yeah? You have to have power of resistance. This is why we fast in Ramadan. What do we learn in Ramadan? What do we learn? Do we learn how to make more money? No. Do we learn how to win this game, let's say? No. Do we learn how to win the lottery? No. What we're going to learn is something much more important than winning the lottery. We're going to win ourselves. We're going to win self-control. We're going to win resistance. We have the power to resist, to say no to the temptations, to say no to some of our desires. Because our soul, Imam Ali says, it is very covetous. You pass by a shop, there is a purse, for $5,000, women, they look at it, oh, I wish I can, you know, afford this. Then you pass by another shop, shoes are for, you know, $200, I wish I can buy this. The other day I read in the New York Times, there is a pastor somewhere in America, the shoes that he wears are $500. Imagine he stands and he preaches to the people, he preaches to be, you know, non-materialistic, to control yourself, not to overspend. He himself, they put his picture. He's standing on the stage. Alhamdulillah, you can't see my feet here. We take off the shoes outside. But he's standing wearing the shoes, $500. No self-control. This is how we know whether we are strong or weak when you go to the market. Do you have control over your desires or you don't? If you have control, then you are the most powerful. If we don't have control, then we are not good. We have to work on it, on this, during the month of Ramadan. A season of self-control, season of self-restraint. A season that I have the courage to say to myself, no, I'm not going to buy this. Nothing will happen to me. If I don't buy this product, nothing will happen to me. So this man built a mosque through self-resistance, through self-control. God says things that are true, and for the sake of God, they're going to remain. Things that have no truth in it, no honesty, no dedication, no sincerity. Things, some people build things to show up. Not to serve. And God knows the intention of each and every person. And this concept applies sometimes to governments, to countries. Countries that serve their people, they remain. Countries who do not serve, they don't stay. They don't stay forever. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. The scum is going to go. How many revolutions now we have in the Middle East? How many governments were toppled just recently in the past 3-4 weeks? Because they did not serve. Because they are scum. They are bubbles.
They don't have real service. They don't help their own people. And it applies on to afraid, to people like us. If people are really helping their societies, their families, their communities, their countries, they're going to remain. The effect of their work is going to last forever. But those who are just in this life, just to eat, just to drink, just to be entertained, just to have fun, they have no benefit to anyone. They are not going to stay. They are going to go. Same thing with even the mosque. Let's ask ourselves. Sometimes I see many mosques. Then I ask myself, what is the benefit of this mosque? Don't look at the building. Neither look at the crowd. At the end of the day, sit and calculate. Say, this mosque had these benefits. Does it have really a benefit? Sometimes it doesn't have benefit. They ask people for donation, people coming in and out. At the end of the day, people manners are not changed. Nothing is changing. Nothing is positive. Nobody is being guided, not even a single person being guided. It becomes a place, a hub of gossip, a hub for hypocrisy, a hub to socialize, wasting your time. It applies even to mosques. God says this is the difference between truth and falsehood. Truth remains in the land. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Does not go away. Whereas falsehood cannot remain for a long time. It will collapse. I was reading the history of Muslims in Spain. Muslim conquered Spain in 711, year 711, after the birth of the Christ. With 600 soldiers, they crossed the Strait of Gibraltar from Morocco into Spain, southern Spain. And still today, this is a huge rock on the Spanish side, is called Gibraltar, which is a colony of England, the UK today. 6,000 soldiers with their leader, Tariq ibn Ziyad. Tariq ibn Ziyad, Gibraltar. And then by year 720, meaning 9 years after that, the entire Spain, Portugal, and part of France, not just Spain, the entire Iberian island or subcontinent with Portugal and part of France was ruled by the Muslims. 720. In year 720. And they lasted there for almost 800 years. 800 years. They ruled. Go now there and ask about a mosque to pray. You don't find a mosque. Why? 8 centuries. The Muslims were here. 8 centuries. 8 centuries. Even the mosque that they left behind, which is called Mosquita, even these mosquitoes are turned into cathedrals and churches. Why? What happened? Why Islam collapsed after 800 years? You know why? Because it was based on falsehood, not truth. Because those conquerors who went there, they did not go to guide people and help people. They went there to exploit people, to take advantage of that land, not to help that land. They went there as conquerors. They wanted to dominate. They wanted to rule. They were interested in governing and ruling and dominating, not helping and serving. Whenever a government, any government in the world, when their objective is to dominate, they are not going to succeed. But the government that comes to help, to save, to guide, to facilitate life for people, it would last. This is the difference.
How many years, those of you who are my age, how many years communism ruled in Russia? Can you remember? Almost 70 years. Communism collapsed in Russia in 1991, 1990s. Do you remember Boris Yeltsin? I remember him. He collapsed, and then he bequeathed power to this guy, Putin. He became the president, alhamdulillah, democratic since that time until now. Okay? And people love him. By the, I went to Moscow and I saw people really love him. I talked to people, ordinary people, and they love him. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given him this, implanted his love in the hearts of the Russian people. 7 years, people were not allowed to go to the, many of the churches, they have some beautiful churches in Russia. St. Petersburg and Moscow, they have the most magnificent churches in the whole world. They were shut down. Many of them were turned into warehouse. Sometimes the military would use the church as a warehouse. But after 70 years, go to Russia today. These churches are packed. Why? They could not change people's faith. Why? Because it was a scum bubble. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. As to the froth, the scum, the bubble, it is going to go away. It's not going to stay. Even if it stays for 7 years, no longer than that, it will collapse. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Projects that help people, they're going to remain forever. They are not going to be removed or destroyed. They don't come to an end. A project, any project, which is meant to help, sincerely to help, which is based on honesty. God says, أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى تَقْوًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ. Why in many religious institutions and mosques we find people fighting with each other? Board of directors are fighting among themselves. Board of directors are fighting with board of trustees. The congregation is fighting. Why? The answer is in this book. God says, because it is not based from day one, the intention was not pure. The intention was self-promotion, not God-promotion. Not to promote religion, but to promote oneself. God says, if your bunyan, if your foundation, if your institution is not based on taqwa min Allah, piety and righteousness, and the satisfaction of God, that foundation is not going to last. It's not going to last. أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9. عَلَى تَقْوًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ خَيْرٌ. This is better. أَوْ مَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى شَفَى جُرْفٍ هَارٍ فَانْهَارَ بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ. So Allah says in this verse, my friends, this is one of the most powerful verses in the Quran. Surah Al-Ra'd, Ayah 17, أَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. He sent down from the heaven water. فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدَرِهَا. River beds are flowing according to their capacities. بِقَدَرِهَا means according to, some of these rivers are very small. Okay? Some of them are medium. Some of them are huge. They have capacities. Me and you, we have capacities. Some capacities are small. Iranians, they have something nice. They say, Zarfiyat nadorat. This person doesn't have capacity for anything. True, this is the book. God says some people don't have zarfiyat, don't have capacity, zero capacity. They cannot tolerate anything. They have no benefit to anything in this life. They are a burden on this life. And others, sometimes his brother, his neighbor, his cousin, full of benefit. He lives 8 years, 9 years, every day of his life is benefit for mankind. Because of his zarfiyat, because of his capacity. أَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدَرِهَا فَاحْتَمَلَ السَّيْلُ زَبَدًا رَابِيًا وَمِمَّا يُوْقِدُونَ عَلَيْهِ فِي النَّارِ
ابتغاء حلية أو متاع زبد مثله كذلك يضرب الله الحق والباطل.
God sets forth the example, the parable of truth and falsehood. فأما الزبد as to the scum and the bubble فيذهب جفاء. It is not going to remain. It expires. Immediately expires.
فيذهب جفاء. وأما as to what benefits people, the truth, ينفع الناس فيمكث في الأرض. It's going to stays, remains in the land. Hence, كذلك means hence. كذلك يضرب الله الأمثال. Hence, God provides parables. Provides parables for us to understand, to grasp the idea, to open our eyes, to be sources and agents of truth, not falsehood, to work for our akhirah, to save. When I came to this country, someone told me, the Vietnamese, I don't know whether this is stereotyping, right, wrong, I really don't know. I heard this. They save 80% of their income. When they come to America, they save 80% of their income. They only spend 20%. I said, what they do with the 80%? They said they send it back home to build farms, purchase farms, lands, buildings, homes, build homes. In case one day they want to go back home, they have a place. I said, this is what we have to do in this life. We spend 20%, 80%, we save it for the next one. Because definitely we're going. Now the Vietnamese, maybe they are not going to leave Garden Grove and go back to Vietnam. Maybe not. But we definitely are going to leave Irvine and go there. Believe me. Nobody is staying here. Nobody is staying in this life. Nobody. Even if you are healthy and you think you are going to make it to your 80s and 90s, this is false perception. Definitely we're going to go there. No exception. So we have to invest there. Allahumma اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. My friends, مؤمنين, the month of Ramadan, inshallah, most likely is going to be Monday. Most likely. Monday, May 6th, the first day. This year, 3 nights of the week we're going to have iftar. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. The program is going to begin with Salatul Maghrib and Isha, inshallah. Followed by iftar, dua al-iftitah, and lecture. 3 nights. 4 nights we don't have iftar. The program begins at 9 p.m. Inshallah, you're going to get the strength. When you break your fast at home, you can drive, especially those who live in Irvine in this area, and make it to the masjid, because we're going to begin at 9 with dua al-iftitah, and then, inshallah, I'm going to speak. The reason we don't have iftar every night, not because we don't have money, no, but iftar requires commitment and energy and hard working. And we can't afford 7 days. It takes a toll on all of us here, believe me. This is number one. Number two, we want you also to spend some time with your families and friends. You get invited to your relatives' home, to your extended family's home. We want you to sit with your kids, with your family members at the dinner table, to chat with them, speak with them. We want you to invite others, inshallah, Muslims, non-Muslims, to your homes. So you have 4 nights a week, and inshallah, 3 nights, we do the iftar in the masjid. And if you want to donate for the iftar, Haj Samir Amiri is there, available, inshallah. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat. So the program begins here on Monday, inshallah, the first night, but we begin at 9 p.m., inshallah. I'll see most of you at 9 p.m. home. Don't sit at home and fall asleep. Do you have suggestion? She can eat while she's driving. Yeah, I know some people in Toronto, one year Ramadan, while they were going to the center, they would break their fast while they were driving. You know, 1 hour drive, so they break their fast. So if there is a will, there is a way, inshallah. Allahumma aghfir al mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات and to the souls of حاج خانم ممتاز دايا and حاج خانم فارخند خانم الترابية نساج الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد وعجل اللهم في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.